Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Crispy on the Web. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to a very special podcast tonight here on Entertainment Man Podcast. First of all, thank you so much for the 64 subscribers on YouTube. Holy crap. I don't know who's subscribing, but thank you. I can't do the math. It's, 36 more subs to 100, I think.
36.
Yeah, I got it right. I can do math. And we apologize because Isaac had some major tech issues again. Sorry, I had to poke the bear a little bit on that.
Oh, yeah, that happened last time, didn't it?
Yep, when you had me on last time. So today I'm going to be talking to Isaac and Med from Fun Football Podcast and When the Blitz Hit the Fan, also their network, the Podcast Boys. So how's it going?
You first.
Well, other than that baloney, it's going pretty good, actually. And I'm excited to talk about the network because we've had a lot of discussions, me and Med have, so this will be fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And I'm busy too now, making the big move now, and I will talk about that in a future episode on a Wednesday. Because something is up with Crispy on the Web Media. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm very, very excited about the changes, the schedule changes. I'll fill in Med after the stream there. I'll remind me just to remind you what I'll tell you guys what's going on exactly. But it's very positive feedback from the fan base, and that's what I love about the fans. You know, they go to bat for you. That's what I love about communities. So this is the first time we've actually done a three-way, or I've ever done a three-way conversation on Skype or, you know, Discord or, you know, StreamYard. Like, this is, like, the first time for me. So I'm a little jittery, a little bit nervous, you know, but always time for something new, right?
Always.
I'm always learning. Cool. Yeah, I'm always learning something new, and this is the first. So last time I had you guys on was, Isaac, you were just before Christmas, just before the Christmas special went out that I recorded. And then Med was about 2 or 3 months ago-ish.
Yep.
Maybe not.
Yeah, around, I want to say...
February?
January, actually.
January?
It might have been February, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do a quick research here. It's not even showing... Oh, I was going to say, it's not showing me live, but I'm not on the Entertainment Man. The one with you was... I'm just taking a look here. 2 months ago. So, it was 2 months ago. It was on... Where's the date on this? February 15th. There you go. So, February 15th was the last time that I had you on. So, that's cool. First of all, how did you two meet?
So, the way that we actually met, I did audio before I went into video, and I was looking into trying to find some guests for our show, and I was doing it out of Buzzsprout, which is a audio, mm-hmm. you know, basically they're a server that partakes into that. But they never went into video, and so I started talking to Isaac left and right. He's like, dude, you should come on to our show and or on to my show, and you know, or I could come on yours and just check it out and everything. And ever since then, that's actually how we met, was through Buzzsprout.
All right.
4 months, too. That's crazy.
Was that 4 months ago?
Yeah, it feels like a lot longer.
Yeah.
We've had a lot happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both have had some life stuff, too. It's been really crazy.
I think I've met Isaac... December. Yeah, it was right around my birthday, actually, my 38th birthday. And Med was like, I don't know.
Not long after that.
Yeah, probably mid-December, late December-ish. I don't remember. I'm getting old over here, so I think, aren't we all?
I feel it this year a lot. I'm feeling it. I'm all over.
And my grades are really showing my age, too.
Med's, I feel it.
Well, he's got barely anything left on top there. Well, so does Isaac, so. At least I have hair. Well, I could change that. Actually, I'll be changing that tomorrow. I'm actually going for a cut.
Growing in, but it doesn't go in here. Love it. Well, that's like, shut up.
Or we could just get some seeds and grow it up, or the chia pet.
Some Rogaine.
Yeah.
Pepper. At least you have hair,
yeah,
man.
You got some hair, dude.
Yeah, well,
I have hair.
My sides are all white. Going. Yeah. can't believe I'm going to be 40 next year. Jeez. Oh, back it up, Binge yes. Podcast. Welcome to the stream. That's who it...
Dude, what's up, man?
That's the one thing about Skype. You can't really see the chat, unfortunately, but...
You have 5 subscribers now, dude.
Huh? What do you mean 5?
You have 65 now.
Huh?
65. You got
another... Yeah, you just got a new one.
Okay. I'm going to have to... Oh, yeah!
I'll throw you away.
Awesome. Thank you. That is awesome. I'm now 15 away. Maybe tonight I'll be the 100th. It'll be the 100th, maybe. And also, please go give these guys a subscribe to Fun Football Podcast on YouTube. Isaac's almost at 300, right? And Matt, you're almost... You're at...
I'm at 28. My 29. Show is actually shots. Mine's shots from the sidelines, yeah.
Yeah, that's so. 29 now. There you go.
We're going to be working on promoting our show. You know what's funny is I feel like the content of our show together, Blitz, mm-hmm. is getting better. We should have to build that YouTube up, but I think it'll happen.
Yeah. Oh, let's start with Blitz. I'm just going to scroll down to that. When did you start Blitz Hit the Fan?
When did we start it, Ed?
Not even 3 months ago.
January, right? Late January?
Yeah. Or like February? Basically, like right as soon just as wait. We actually started talking. And I said, hey, you know, we liked how we actually meshed with each other. We both have strong points. He's better with social media, whereas I'm better with talking to people in a lot of ways and actually taking point on some things. And over time, Isaac is getting better with it as well. And we kind of helped each other with our own strengths. And Blitz, I mean, it's only been 3 months, but we've actually starting to get a lot more people that are more influential with what we talk about in sports and stuff like that. Like next week we got some guys that, you know, Isaac will talk about later, but no, it's starting to get some traction and we really feel that Blitz Hits the Fan will be our flagship show mm-hmm. for the Podcast Boys Network later down the road.
Awesome. What are your...
I think it was right after Christmas we started it because my aunt died in mid-January. We had already started it by then.
Yeah.
So, I think it's been 3.5 months. The funny thing is, it wasn't that long after I met Med. He hopped on my show and I hopped on his. And then he was like, dude, we should do a show. And then how long was it after that? I don't want to take Chris's questions, but it was pretty quick after we started Blitz. We were like, let's start the network, right?
It was about 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. So this was all like... around the holidays we started all this stuff. It hasn't been 4 months.
Yeah. Wow. What are your goals for Blitz Hit the Fan this year?
I think, like, instead of making subscriber goals for me, even though I have some, that's not as much of a priority as I just want the show to continue to get better. And we invited Mary. I think she'll be a frequent guest host with us. Probably permanent, like, most likely all the time. But, I want to see, you know, the three of us need to mesh. Me and I think Med mesh extremely well. We're getting better and better, like you said. But I want to try to get some my goals for Fun Football, my goal for Blitz, is I want to try to get, like, many influential people as we can on. If we had a former current player of any team on, that'd be freaking amazing. I want to try to just get some fun hosts on there, though. Like, we just had a Cowboy guy on that was the best. He was awesome. He was one of my favorites. And that was just a lot of fun, dude. That was one of my favorite episodes of Blitz, too.
Mm-hmm.
Med, I think we both felt like it worked really well.
And by the way, congratulations, Med. You're at 30 now. Sonal just gave you a sub. And so did Isaac.
Thank you. Love the love.
And Sonal...
the views you're getting on a lot of your videos, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. Or mine, or you guys.
You as well.
Yeah.
I met him because at 30, some of his videos, some of his mock drafts have blown up.
Oh, I love those. Those are a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just got one more. I'm 5 away. Let's all, like, hit our goals in the episode.
Yeah. Let me hit 70 by the end of this. You hit 300. Med hits 40. That would be awesome.
Hey, there you go.
That'd be awesome.
But I think my favorite thing about Blitz is I love working with Bill, and I'm watching Matt and Seth is something really cool because they mesh so well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm excited about, watching Blitz continue to grow with Med, because I've noticed how much he's helped me as a podcaster, and mm-hmm. I think we've helped each other a bunch. Like, one of the guys from our network, he helped me with my my YouTube, and then I was like, dude, do this. And then it immediately, I saw pay dividends for me, and then it started helping Med. So it's kind of nice because I feel like we were on a basketball team, like I'd like Med's.
Everyone
like,
has a role.
Mm-hmm. I'm the 3-point shooter and he's the defender, but I feel like we're both bringing each other's skills up so yeah. much.
It's like to say, teamwork speaks the dream work.
There you go.
That's what I use that with Larry and I for the CBLW show all the time. We use that motto, and I didn't say anything yet on social media, but big congratulations to him. He is now executive producer of the CBLW show. So
wait, I could do this.
You know, I would say Blitz, I feel like other than like our family passings, which have been really unfortunate, like I feel like it's been harder to be a network person with Med. That's been the harder role for me than Blitz.
Yeah.
That's difficult. Like yeah. we've had to like learn. Like, that's the harder one, man.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know how you feel about that with a team, because we're starting to deal with that. We just expanded. And quality control and helping other people market and all the stuff that goes into making the show. Like we brought some new people on that have never done it, or right now we have a new guy that's helping me he's part of the network now, but we're trying to figure out a role. All those things that go into it, like Med does all the video and stuff, and I've tried to go out and reach out to people. It's just that's the challenge, man. It really is.
It is. And I know that because I run a network. Like, Crispy on the Web Media is going on 10 years in November. It's like I got to deal with... What's that, Isaac?
I said I'm impressed. 10 years? I'm yeah. thinking like, oh, 10 years of this and my head wants to explode.
Wait till you guys get to 10 years. Oh. Well, don't think about that. Think of year one first. That's the...
Year one
and then year two, you know, break it down, you know? It's not easy to run a network either because... You know, I do all the editing. I have Kelsey helping me out. Larry's now my executive producer and co-host of some of the podcasts that him and I do together. Then I got Kelsey as the CEO, the COO, Chief Operating Officer, who does like a lot of chat stuff and answers Facebook, Twitter. She's actually part of the Crispy on the Web Media Twitter, you know. And then she does the graphics too, which she did that awesome graphic for the show. And big thank you to her. I don't know if she's lurking or not. She probably is. But, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle a team. Bigger the team, the more harder it gets, you know?
Oh, I agree. That's something we're both learning. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get better at vetting and watching. It's so hard to go watch everyone else's shows multiple times with all this NFL draft stuff. Like we were talking last night. And it's funny, Med, the kid we brought on earlier this week, Cheesehead Weekly, he was telling me, he's like, dude, I think you've done more scouting than me. I was like, I don't know about that. It seems like, but I was like having a full-time job and a family and then trying to do one show and then the second show and then anything with the network. It's,
I'm consuming.
It's very time consuming.
Yeah.
We're both going to be taking a very long break, very quick. I just got asked about doing a show in May, and I was like,
nope.
May? Unless it's someone huge, that was my plan.
Yeah, yeah. And back in the Binge Podcast, you guys have great content. Keep plugging along.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I can't wait to do something with him, man. He's awesome. He's been emailing me. He's such a good dude. Seriously.
I've been
really quick. Everybody go check out Back It Up Binge because he puts on one of the coolest shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
JB is legit. His knowledge, the bites, the way he delivers content, the guy is awesome. He could seriously be a full-time sports broadcaster. He's awesome. Easy. I would highly recommend everybody go check him out. Give him a subscribe. He's awesome.
Is he on YouTube at all? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. That's a stupid thing. Oh, yeah, he follows me on Twitter. That's where that name looks so familiar. I'm like having a duh moment there. Here, I'll put the link in the chat for you guys to go check him out as well.
I gotta do better at that. Good job, man.
Thanks. It's hard doing a live show and then looking at the chat and then recording me. It's just crazy. What's the working relationship between each other?
It's cool because we have different roles on the show, and I feel like we're the hardest thing, like I said earlier, has been figuring out the roles with each other. Mm-hmm. Or heck, even this week when I had like 5 people on my show, I'm trying to get better at hosting. It's a challenge, but I think the bigger challenge has been the network, but Med doing all the stuff behind the scenes and all the work that he's been doing is huge, because I feel like it's really nice because we've kind of just, without even having to say it, we both have kind of just taken on different roles.
Yeah. So how often do you stream Blitz when Blitz Hit the Fan?
Right now, Blitz Hits the Fan is going every other week right now, because like we talked about earlier, we both are going to be taking some time off. I've been going with Shots from the Sidelines for the past, I want to say almost a full year straight for the most part. I did take like a short break, but it was because I just had too much going on. I had a website that I was writing articles for two times a week, and then I was doing two shows a week, and I just got burned out really quick. And that's one of the things that I told Isaac, because he had the same idea for a little bit there. And I said, dude, I'm going to let you know right now, you're going to burn yourself out. It's going to suck, and you're going to not want to do this. And, you know, basically what I learned from my first foray into this, I was able to actually tell him, like, hey, you know, this is what you should probably do, and this is what you will probably end up doing anyway. So it's definitely a labor of love. My show comes on weekly. His show comes on weekly. Mine is pretty much set at 7 p.m. Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So it just works out that way for me and my co-host Seth, because he's still... I learned about 2 years ago that I cannot do the same stuff that I did back when I'm 25. I'm 43 now. So, you know, you could, I remember pulling a muscle stretching in bed one time, like I was my 41st birthday. I was like, oh, I'm going to hit a stretch. And I went like that and I pulled a back muscle. So, I mean, it's been really cool. You definitely meet some interesting people like you and Isaac and, you know, some of the other guys, Pete Collins from Foxborough Fellas podcast. Really cool people. You know, and I enjoy working with everybody.
Yeah.
So it's been, like I said, labor of love. I think on average, I spend probably about anywhere between, on my own personal show, probably about 4 hours a week for it. And then with like all the logos and graphics and stuff, that's up to about 10 or 15 hours a week.
Wow. Easy. That's crazy. I think I do more than you guys. It's hours probably. It adds up in the end too,
that's
right?
That's on top of having, he has two jobs and I have one right now, and I've up until before this I worked two jobs. I don't know if men do that, so I kind of replaced my second job with this because I just got tired of working a second job, and I kind of just filled it with this. Although some weeks I put in 50 hours a week of podcasting and 40 hours a week of working, but really on those weeks I'm probably only working like 30 actual hours because I'm doing stuff at work some days, because it's just impossible when I'm trying to promote to not check my phone during the day. That was the healthiest thing about taking the social media break. But dude, doing this on top of a full-time job, and Meta's too, is a lot. So that's something that I've been getting better with recently. Not the last 2 weeks because of the draft, but I deliberately have been pushing it because I'm trying to, I had a goal I wanted to hit, and I'm going to hit it and then take a long break. And I'm very excited. I think it's well deserved for both of us. And this fall, I plan to take occasional bye weeks because, dude, you just have to, like, I don't want to get to the point where, like, this is supposed to be a fun thing. And I have goals to monetize it, but I want to enjoy the ride, and I've been, and I want to continue to have fun with it. And that's my favorite thing about Blitz is my favorite thing is that me and Med, and I struggle with that, I get too into things. Med knows I get too, like, I was just playing Call of Duty, I was having a blast, but like the last game I got kind of mad. I'm so competitive.
Same here.
But I feel like one of the, and unfortunately, because there's so many content creators out there, you have to stand out in some way. So one of my ways of doing that has been just trying to work harder than everybody else. Like, I'm just going to Michael Jordan it. I'm just going to work my tail off and make it work has been my mentality. But that's why I need a break now. And I'm going to try to not burn myself out this fall.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm going to be glad when I go away in May next month. I'm going away for 5 days. It's just going to be nice to get out of the studio and just... It's
go outside.
Yeah, going to Quebec City will be nice. It's just, that's what you need sometimes. You need to take a break. And, you know, I've been going nonstop, and I'm making up for last year. And, you know, it's just, but there's a point where you're just mentally exhausted. You just, you know, can't do it anymore, right? It's just, you need a break. You need to kind of rest your mind, too. And I think I talked about it recently. One of the episodes I did for for when I'm away. I think I talked about that, and it's really important to take breaks too. And you can't be working on it like 7 days a week, like 12 hours a day.
And Med does that behind the scenes with the video stuff. So Med puts the amount of time I put into the social media crap and making the videos and uploading them on 5 different platforms. Mm-hmm. Med is just like me, but he does it with the video content and the, and he puts that as much time, if not more, a lot, some weeks,
yeah,
to the promote stuff too. So we both put a lot of effort into us this, and that's been the interesting thing on the network is like me and Med have this energy. It might be in different areas, but it's like here,
mm-hmm,
and finding people to match that has been interesting, or they're just on different like wavelengths. Mary's really good at building connections, so I'm excited to see where she, what happens with her in the network. Oh, she just started.
Awesome.
She had urinating, I don't know how she did this. She had urinating tree on her first episode of her show ever.
Mm-hmm.
You can say like,
it's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
But her
show too. She had a draft Utopia on today.
Did you hop on that?
Yes, I did.
I missed it. I'm gonna have to go back and watch that.
Call of Duty date with the wife. I really wanted to, but I was like, the wife.
You gotta spend time with the family, and that's mm-hmm, one thing I actually have to say with my wife. She has been extremely supportive with this. I know that there's been times where it's gotten on her nerves, but for the most part, she has been extremely supportive. So shout out to the wives out there that husbands let us do this. I mean, this is really cool to be able to sit here and just basically talk, mm-hmm, to people about what you're trying to accomplish. So shout out, mm-hmm, to Amy, my wife.
Yeah, and big shout out to my mom too, because I spend a lot of time with her. That's why sometimes I'm at your shows. I'm upstairs, mm-hmm, with her hanging out. We're watching shows, you know. My mom and I have our
family, man.
Yeah, I'm a big family, yeah, man. Yeah, especially in the last year, because I lost my grandma, mm-hmm, last year. So it's just family means a lot, and I go to all my niece and nephew's hockey games now. Well, now the season's over, but I mean, like, I love spending time with them, so it's really important.
And the other thing that no, I completely agree, dude. Like, you have to. Like, that's why I wanted to hit Draft Utopia up with Mary, but I was like, me and the wife hadn't played. She plays her Dino game, and she wanted to finally play some Call of Duty, mm-hmm, aka time together doing something, because we barely have this week. And I was like, I have to do that and take advantage. But the other thing I'm excited about, we've got another exciting addition. We're still figuring out his role with Fun Football, but I think he's going to probably be helping me with the fantasy stuff in the fall. But Jason's been really excited behind the scenes and helping. And I'm excited to see what happens there. And then we've also got Link with American Football Network. And he's nice thing about him is he's actually like, because our other people haven't, they've done their shows, but they haven't like contributed to the network in other ways. And Link like was like, hey, I'm gonna help build banner, like make YouTube banners and thumbnails like Med's doing. So it's been really nice. He's about to graduate, so he's been taking some breaks here and there, but
yeah, he's a high schooler and he's getting it.
High schooler with a Patreon shop with merchandise, and he's got like 1300 subs on YouTube. He's that kid is well on his way, man. I'm really excited he decided to join us. I think like if we can make this into what we want it to be, he's gonna be a big part of the reason why, because he's awesome. His buddy really, like, he's got a great channel. We don't really see him much, but Football Expert. And then Janae is just starting her show, mm-hmm, out, Queen of the Premiere. So yeah,
I think we talked about that. Was that back? That was in December. We didn't remember.
No, she's fairly new. She's only been doing it for maybe 2 months now.
Okay,
but she's doing every 2 weeks.
Oh, I think and I were talking about that off camera. Probably
yeah,
because I was on his pot on Fun Football for NBA
February, and she was just either just started or just about to start.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, that was an awesome.
Did you have fun? Man, thinking about talking NBA because the playoffs starting, and I heard Ned talking about it the other day, and I was like, I slipped into his chat and I was like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, Miami's now, they're screwed because Jimmy Butler's out.
Yeah,
but dude, I think I'm actually really excited to watch the playoffs. I want to see how the Lakers do against the Nuggets. I think they're gonna get crushed, but I had fun talking NBA with you. I'm sorry about your Crafters, dude.
The Crafters, really?
At least you got, well, that's what you call them.
You called them thickens.
in our chat.
The crafters.
Yeah, the crafters. Well, they really crafted this year.
At least you guys won a title, though.
Yeah.
They punted, man. They
2019,
were like,
yeah.
They were like, we're going to get draft picks, but at least you got that title recently.
Yeah, well, that's like 5 years ago. Jesus, almost 5 years ago. Almost. What was it, June? End of May? June or something like that?
Is it 2019?
Yeah. 2019. Right before COVID.
Yeah, that was the last time Kawhi was consistently good. So you got the last Kawhi sighting. He hasn't shown up consistently since. This was the best year he's had since then.
Yeah.
The most games he's played since your championship season. It's been 5 years.
Huh.
So, hey, not that.
Yeah, that now we've had a new coach and he's not that good. We should just fire him.
You should never have fired Nick Nurse. That was a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Should have kept
him. Don't let him go to Philly. I don't think I think that the problem with sports, dude, and you know this, Chris.
Yeah.
Med, obviously, Med knows this too. You can't just scapegoating the coach every time doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, teams do that and it's just because they've got a bigger problem usually. Yeah. Like, if you don't give a coach a good roster, it doesn't really matter.
It's like my Maple Leafs, as I call them, Maple Laughs. They're not doing that good. They're not doing that good.
What is going on in Toronto, folks?
Terrible. The Leafs suck. The Jays suck. Like, come on. Give me a break. Toronto sucks this year. I think
you guys need a football team.
We have a football team. Not the Raptors. What the hell?
Argonauts.
Yep. They blew it last year. They blew it last year. They blew the Grey Cup. That was an appalling mess. That was an appalling mess. I would know because I'm an Argo fan. So, but
funny, I talked to a new Bears fan today, and it was pretty funny. And Bear and Med knows I'm Bears. I got a couple of contacts. Med's contact game is good. Mm-hmm. And he told me about Bears Country Pod, and he said, you know, there's nothing I hate more than the Packers, but I actually have respect for their fans because they're similar to ours. And I was like, I can respect that. I don't live up in Green Bay or Chicago. I'm sure they hate each other, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's biblical.
Let me see. What other notes do I have here? Let's talk about... I got that one done. Let's talk about the Podcast Boys Network. How and when did it start?
So we started Blitz, and then we were having a blast with it. And I think Blitz was like right around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we started Podcast Boys in...
January, because it was after I got back from my little 1 week vacation, and me and him were having a blast. We're like, well, we got three shows between the two of us. Why don't we go ahead and just do a network? And, you know, I started playing around and it really became like something where like, okay, let's actually try this. And so I started, messing around with logos and stuff like that. And I was like, hey, what do you think of this one? I said, it kind of has like the whole Star Trek-y thing and all that. And it's like a throwback vintage logo. And we started joking about it being like Step Brothers Prestige Worldwide. Boats and hoes, but we started doing that, and it just really took off from there. And next thing you know, I was like, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and start investing in StreamYard, and we got another person and then another person, and it's actually taking off right now. I believe the count right now is we got 10 shows all together that are underneath our flag. And I mean, some of them, you know, we're trying to get it up to where hopefully at least it'll pay for itself, because this can be a money pit sometimes, folks. But we're on our way.
Yeah,
it's probably a good way to say we're on our way.
And that's the one thing, especially with the YouTube, you have to get like 1,000 subs and so many watch hours to just get monetized, you know.
Yeah,
so it's a real pain in the butt.
Yeah, I've been watching it. I'm like, when I'm trying to like figure out how long it's gonna take to hit it, and I think our best case scenario is if we can get two or three shows to hit it, because we're eventually gonna try to go look at sponsors and see if we can nab some. And I don't think we're quite there yet, because I think they'll want I don't know if it'll count because we've got Football Expert and an American Football Network, but yeah. That's our, I mean, we'd like for it to pay it off, especially if we try to expand again. But we're trying to just figure out where everybody's at and
cultivate what we have.
Yeah, because we've got some new people that are brand new at this. Like Jason hasn't even started a show yet, but he's done good with me, and he's Lighthawk. Like how excited he is. That's exciting. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Janae's gone through some family stuff, but she, her show's starting to, you know, she's only done like 4 episodes. So, yeah, she's brand new.
They've been improving every single time.
Good. That's good. That's really good.
And I'm excited about her content, too. That's like the stuff she's hitting is. I think she just had her 4th episode, but it's exciting because that's going to delve us into the entertainment arena. I may dabble with it this summer. I haven't decided if I'm actually going to do a movie thing or not. I'm debating it.
Yeah, I look forward to I'm looking forward to our collab in the September there too.
That'd be nice. Thank you for waiting.
No problem. My fault.
June, I was like, I'm going to come back. So apparently Mary landed. I don't know how she did this. It's impressive. She's got Urinating Tree coming on sometime, I think in May. But she's got Tom Grassi coming on in
NFL Fan of the Year.
NFL Fan of the Year coming on in July. So I will come out of hiatus for that.
Awesome.
And then I will probably return in late August and we'll kick Blitz off. And I've got a cool fantasy idea. And I think we've got a lot of fun stuff planned this fall. I'm going to be adding segments. I'm going to have my show on set days as well. We're going to have a set schedule for the network, kind of like a TV network. That's our goal. And I want to monetize, but like my goal is like everyone just keeps improving, because I've noticed like
year one,
it's just this last episode of Blitz was my favorite for the biggest reason why was we had a great person come on, but it was so organized, and I was shocked it worked that well. Because we've been trying to figure out who could be our third person and figure out just for have it flow. And that's something I just want to continue to see happen. But I got to be honest, and I'm not just trying to pump him up here, but I got really lucky working with Bill. I had no idea I didn't know he worked in radio. And Bill is really good. And I'm super excited to continue working with him. And I'm excited to see what Jason's got. He's brand new. But I got super lucky because Med's awesome. And people have been like messaging me or saying on the shows, they're like, Med's awesome. I'm like, yeah, dude, I know. I got super lucky to work with somebody so good, because Med's really good at conversations and figuring out where to steer it. And that's something I'm trying to improve on. But he's also good at building connections. That's one of my strengths too. So it helps that I feel like we're both here, even though he's a Bears fan, we're going to accept it. I think he's already resigned himself to the fact that no matter what they do at quarterback, he's going to suck.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I just hope that one day we'll, you know, compete.
What's funny is I've heard too many question marks about Caleb where I'm like, I don't even know if it would matter. I just don't know if the ownership is got this figured out yet, because it's been an ongoing problem. And it was the same problem with the Bulls after they undid the Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah.
And since they've sucked, because Reinsdorf was honestly not the right owner. He just got lucky and fell into Michael Jordan's lap, and he did get he got a good GM, but they dismantled that thing at the end and never figured it out again afterwards, because he's not that good of an owner. He sucks.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Just like the Chicago Blackhawks is another good example right there.
Yeah.
They had an owner that just didn't give a rat's you know what. I'm not going to swear on my podcast, but I mean, that was back in the 90s. I think it was in the 90s when that happened. Something like that. Mm-hmm. It was in the 90s. But
is the Bears owner, does he own any of the other Chicago teams, Med?
No.
Yeah.
No,
he's just, it starts there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all different. Like, you got the White Sox, the Cubbies, the Blackhawks, the Bulls. I think I got everything. Oh, the White Sox. I said that. Oh, the AHL team. I think it's the Wolves or something. They're right in Chicago, I think, if I know. But see, I know my sports somewhat. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Well, I watched the Maple Leafs too long to know what it's all about. I've been, people are no problem, Sonal. People are like, why are you talking crap about the Maple Leaf? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be getting hate now for trashing them. No, I'm a fan, but it's frustrating. I understand. I know what it feels like. I know what Med feels like with his Bears. It's just frustrating.
It'd be nice if they could rebuild a respectable defense. They at least had that to hang their hat on.
That's
I'm hoping that they can continue to get back to that way, but they let one of their best defensive player go. Like, at least, like, you know, when, yeah, like, since the 90s, since far, but at least y'all still had some awesome defensive players in that meantime. Urlacher was awesome. You guys, that's what carried you guys to that.
What we were known for.
Championship with
defense and running the ball.
Yep.
Known for that. I want to see you guys get back to it. Like, I think that's your, you need to get back to that. That's your bread and butter.
Yep.
At least be good at that.
Exactly.
Yep. And it's been so weird. You guys haven't, like, the last few years hasn't, I don't know. It's been a weird division. It really has. So, we'll see what happens.
What inspired you guys to start this network?
Med.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He talked, well, honestly, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do Blitz, but I did want to do something with him. But my wife was like, are you sure you have time for a second show? I was like, especially if I stay at my school this fall, they start earlier. And dude, like, it's a lot having a second show. But after we started that, I was like, let's start it. He's like, let's start it. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
So basically the reason why Blitz actually, and in some ways Podcast Boys is doing so well, is we're both people that, as far as our individual shows, I would say probably 90% of the probably 90 to 95% of the stuff that we talk about, we bring up.
Yeah.
And we're slowly starting to get other people to do it. Like he said, he has Jason now that, you know, we'll eventually be going to give him a segment, or, you know, that's Isaac's show, so he'll decide if me and him talked.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was like, hey, we could do a show together, you got two guys with the same mentality that are used to doing it by themselves, and then all of a sudden, they're doing it half. Each person is, it's a workload that is shared.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we both have, not necessarily, I wouldn't say delegated, because, I mean, we're not paying anyone right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're broke, but
the point we can pay somebody,
that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
But we're actually going to start when I said that we're talking about cultivating our talent, we're going to actually start doing like segments with some people that we have in our shows, and if they do really good with those segments, we'll approach them and be like, hey, you know, if you eventually want to get your own show, by all means, let's see how the people do first, and then we'll go from there. But yeah. No, we both shared a workload with Blitz, so that actually helps out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. It does.
We got to improve with Blitz. The only thing is the marketing, but we both market our own shows, so Mary's going to help with the network stuff, and me and Matt will start doing more of that. But even with minimal marketing, we've had some record views with Blitz because we're bringing on some solid names, bigger names than we do on our individual shows a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's helping Blitz buoy it up without having to market it much.
All right. Yeah. Well,
I think as we continue to market, it'll just continue to grow.
What are your goals or visions for the network?
How much money you want to make a year, man?
I knew that was coming.
I would just like to, I would like to get to the point, like Med said, where we're not losing money, because that sucks. So yeah. I'd like to, I would love to, like Med, I think it would be sweet in the next 5 years if we could get a Bears player on and a Packers player on Blitz. That'd be a dream.
Any player.
What do you think, Med?
The way that I look at it is, you know, kind of like what we were discussing earlier, is that we do it, take it year by year and slowly build this. Because this is something that could potentially be really special for whoever's involved with it. And right now we're starting to understand that you actually have to have a decent team. You know, the moniker, there's no I in team, but there's an M and an E. We do want to be able to actually have our shows, our individual shows, do well as well. But at the same time, we want to get other people up there too. We've been rejected a few times. We've had some people, like when we were talking to them about a big project that will be actually airing this Sunday that we've advertised a few weeks now, at least I have, and now everyone else that's involved in it is advertising it too. And it's getting a lot of traction. I think it's going to be a really big thing coming this Sunday. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a reward for all the hard work that we've been putting it in, that everyone's been putting it in. And, you know, when we've already discussed that, if we ever get to the point where we have a decent sized following, we're not going to sit there and just brush off the little guy. We'll bring them on and give them the same exposure that we try to do.
What?
We can expand to the next level of StreamYard. It's 6 more seats, but we're going to cultivate the talent we have now, and that's something that we can look at in the future. That's what I was saying about her today, and that's what she's starting to prove.
She's doing good.
With her content. She wants a second show. We're going to talk about it. But I love that. And like Jason, I'm going to see how he does with, I'm going to start giving him segments of my show. But, and the cool thing is Matt already has Seth and I've already got Bill. So we're like, we're in a good spot and we've got each other on Blitz. So like, I feel like we're set no matter what, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd love to see where the network goes. I would say within 2 years, if we could have a little more entertainment stuff and some non just NFL meds so many times. And I agree. Like, we finally have a baseball show. We tried, and he's a really cool guy. I'm not going to say names, but he has a hockey show, and we'd love to delve into the hockey arena. And we haven't done, other than me and Med dabbling with it a little bit on our shows, we haven't done NBA. And I'd love to have somebody on NBA. Dude, if, like, this would be a dream. If we could start doing UFC so I could make enough to buy the UFC fights and start talking about them. I used to watch UFC all the time. That'd be sick. Wrestling. So there's so many sports we could delve into. There's some minor league stuff that Shady Sports does that I've broadcast through. If you guys go check him out, I'm gonna give him a plug because he's helped us so much.
Yes, yes.
And I know we've helped him by just doing the show, but he's been awesome. But we would love to get some entertainment. Me and my buddy are dabbling with it. It would be an every other week thing because I'm not going to kill myself, but I may do a movie thing, but we'd love to get some more entertainment stuff in the future once we're set. Because right now we've only got one and we need to have a couple. So that's something I think down the road. But right now I can't believe that we're up to 10 shows. And we just started it just over 3 months ago. That's kind of mind blowing, honestly.
It is.
Like, the people want to work with us. I'm like, hey, Dad, he got people that want to work with
him. We're like, hey, stop it. We have enough right now.
Yeah.
Well, we'd had a discussion about going up to the next seat if we could get everybody to pitch in, because it'd only be worth expanding again if we were to fill as many of those next six seats as we could to get, because it's $50 right now a month unless you pay by the year, and I'm single income teacher. That's not gonna happen, even in Texas. I don't make enough. And then, but we could get six more seats. That's the way StreamYard works. So that's our dream in the future. But
enjoying the ride.
I'm just enjoying this ride, dude. This is great. Like, I went on a show that they have other Packer. He's had Packer players on it. I just talked to a Packer writer last night. Next week, I'm really excited. We've got Just Fans coming on Blitz. That's gonna fire. I've been talking to Man Cave. I might try to get them either. I haven't talked to Matt about Blitz or if it's gonna be for Fun Football, but we're gonna have Just Fans, and that show is legit. They've got player prospects coming on. I've been talking with them for a while. I think that's my dream, is we just keep having Bill. I can't believe Bill Duo is on. I don't know how he knew to tune into this, because I didn't even message him, but he found us, which is pretty sweet. I want to see how many different, like, new people we can meet, because that's been, Chris, I bet you've experienced this over the last 10 years. The people I've gotten to meet through this has been like 99% awesome.
Yeah.
Like, teacher, and that's like, I'm in that field to go build relationships with kids. I'm specialized. I literally just go in the classroom sometimes. The main teacher teaches, and the kids just want to talk to me to say hi. Like, just about relationships for the most part. And I didn't expect that delving into the podcasting field, but it's been sweet. Like, I made a friend out of Med. Me and you are buddies, dude. Every day. That stuff I didn't expect. Jason, me and him talk all the time. That's been awesome. Mary is messaging me right now. I just messaged Med as well. Janae, we've been talking to her. Like, I'm actually a guy that initially I didn't get along with from Frozen Tundra. I talk to all the time. He might do a mock track with me right after this.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would say about 94% to 95% I've had good relationships with people. I guess there was two people that, you know, gave me a hard time and all that. But other than that, been good. You know, Larry's been good. Now he's been doing this with me for, I don't know how long, 5.5+ years now. Halfway of how long this company's been running. It's just crazy. Crazy. What do you love about this network?
I've got a question for you. Yep. Can I talk to you on really quick?
Yeah.
I just got to know this. What made you start Crispy on the Web Media, and how did you get to start it?
What
gave you the intention? How did that begin?
Role reversal.
I'm tossing you questions.
Yeah.
Look at
the video. The video project team ended in 2014. And I think, okay, we still have the Entertainment Man talk show still, you know, flourishing out there, still out there. And then I'm like, okay, we need some kind of, you know, company or some kind of group to do that. And I thought, no, what? Why don't I put it under my own name, my website? For a while, I was like a lone soldier on my own, but now I've kind of been working with some of the old team again, so it's been great. But mostly, I think it was the Entertainment Talk Show was the big one.
Very cool, dude.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, man. We said this last time, but I heard Med say this, but dude, to do this for 10 years, like, if I can get that long. Like, that's impressive, dude.
It is, yeah.
I hope you continue with both your shows, man, because I'm not going to lie. I've listened to your other one, but being on this one's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And we just went to video on the other one now. That's coming up next Wednesday. No, yeah, next Wednesday. Dang. After all the hardships I've had with YouTube, I figured it out finally. Now it's just all working again.
That's what's up.
There you go, dude.
Yeah. What do you love about this at work?
That's ours. That we actually, in a way, can control what we want to actually do. Mm-hmm. This is something that, I wouldn't say it's a dream, but it definitely feels good when you can sit there and someone's like, so what are you doing today? And I'm like, well, I got a podcast, and then we got to discuss some stuff that's going on with our network. And you'll see someone like pause for a second, like, you got a network? Yeah, I said, yeah, I'm part owner of the Podcast Boys Network. Mm-hmm. We got 10 shows underneath us. And they're like, like that, and I'm sitting there like, yeah. So
I mean, that's like, I love it.
I should be glad I only have 2 shows under me right now. I should be only glad I got 2 of them. So
imagine if we make some business.
Hey, man, that's gonna. And you got good content.
Yeah.
And if people see the content that you put out, mm-hmm. not just you, but anyone in general, then they're gonna come. They're eventually gonna see it. So I mean, it's stay relevant and continue doing what you're doing. I mean, you have some other episodes that you had. You talked about mental health as someone myself that does deal with that. Currently, I mean, you put it out there, and you know, once you do that, and you're unique, so that's a plus.
Yeah, and I just started talking about my anxiety now because I've been diagnosed with anxiety. I can't say the damn word anymore. I should know it by now. I've been on pills for a couple of weeks now. I should be able to say the damn word.
But I actually just got diagnosed with it a month ago.
Oh, yeah, it's not fun. And that's why I have the.
I'm too broke.
I got my anxiety ring on my hand always.
There you go. Nice, man.
What are different? Dude, what's that
for you, man? I'm talking about that openly, both of y'all. That's not an easy thing to do. I'm impressed. It's therapeutic. I'm proud of you guys.
It is. Thank you. Different strengths or weaknesses as you co-manage this network, and how do you manage with all the shows on the network?
Oh, I suck. That's I'm too nice, and I'm trying to, and also I'm so, when I'm like into my mode, I am like I am right now, that I'm about to just completely flip the switch off, and the good thing is, up until the last couple of weeks, I actually only revved it at about 85, and then recently I've gone above 100 again. I'll be okay though, because we're only another week and a half. Really, the draft is next week, and then I'm gonna do the live show with Bill, which in person, which is gonna be fun. But
can't wait for that.
Yeah, because I don't get to see him that often. He lives an hour and a half away. I've never even met in person, which is crazy. I feel like I've known him for years. Oh, dude, one day this is gonna be big enough where we're gonna like do a live show in person. Mary said we go on tour, she What's wants up? A visit, so. But that has been the hardest thing, because I'm trying to work on like watching shows before we invite them on and auditioning. Like we're gonna manage that process, and then once we start getting closer to our goals, and we may actually already be there based just on views. I've been doing some research. I'm not sure. But once we start looking at actual sponsors and advertising and stuff, that's going to be a whole thing that we haven't even done yet that we'll have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I feel like managing the network has been the harder role than peeing on Blitz, because Med's easy to work with. Same with Bill or Jason. Mm-hmm. Like the network, I never imagined, but the network is harder. Like we've had more calls about the network than we've had about Blitz or either of our shows.
Well, we have a direct control over the 3 shows. So I mean,
that's true.
I think our strengths, where we have weaknesses, I would say that both of us have a problem with being able to turn it off at times.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, when he goes full on in, he does. In fact, this past Wednesday, I even said I'm not doing any for the whole day that has anything to do with. I stopped it.
So. On Monday night about advertising, me and Med were both like, not, I could tell, like,
I was just looking at him like, dude, I really don't want to talk about this.
I was like, can we not? Like, because we've already done the sponsor thing. We're still all learning how to do it.
Yeah.
We both have seen growth, but Jason wanted to talk about sponsors, and I was like, I don't know if we're there yet. And honestly, on my off nights now, I'm being much better about being mostly off. I'm going to start doing even better with flipping Twitter off, but I just go play video games. Yeah. I've got, even in this rev up for the draft, mm-hmm. I'm taking a damn break.
Yeah.
As far as our weaknesses collectively, I think in some ways we have expanded a little too fast in some ways, because we really haven't been able to talk with some of the people that we've made this network with. We need to be able to actually communicate with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's Janae, that's Link, that's, what's his name?
Jason.
The other
that's
one.
That's Reichley. We've met with Reichley since that one
time.
Yeah.
We've done a minimum one time. And it's sucks. It sucks because, you know, you got these people that they're working with you. Mm-hmm. They're not working for us. They're working with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, communication is key. Like, and that's really, I think, what we're really kind of lacking on right now. And like, I was going to talk to Isaac later that maybe we should get like a teleconference where we have everyone in our shows, so that way we can divvy up what's going to be happening as soon as we get mm-hmm. back after our hiatus, which will end in July. So, but as far as our strengths go, Isaac is a better people person than me. I have good conversation skills, and I can be a hammer if he needs me to. He already knows that. Like, he'd be like, "Med, smash," you know, and I'll just be like, "Okay, what do I need to do?"
Except for with that guy with the mock draft thing, I was like, "You're out."
I was like, "What do you want to do?" Like, yeah, that was an interesting subject, but when Isaac gets pushed to that point, he will act on that. And that's the other good thing, is that me and him actually communicate with each other. If there's anything that has anything to do with the podcast boys as a whole, mm-hmm. we actually contact each other before a decision is made. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it has to be.
Yeah.
And so,
yes, I make no decisions. I've influenced too much, but we don't make executive decisions without each other, which is, that's really nice, like, to have somebody to work with like that. So I think it'll take time.
Have different point of views.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Yeah. And I agree with Matt. I don't want to expand too quick, because then it's, he's doing all the videos, and then now it's so hard getting everybody together, but we're trying to get, what the heck?
He left. My med. He left?
I'm mad.
What?
I think that was an accident.
Okay, well, let's just continue on. What do I say? What do we say?
I'm talking about it. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to message him and see where he's at. Hey, you okay? I'm betting his internet dropped out. It was bugging before.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the best thing about it, is we're trying to learn that communication, though, and I think we're going to have to start having more frequent meetings and people don't work for us, but we need to have expectations and a similar vision.
Yeah.
Is that's what it works.
Sorry about that. That was my fault.
I told him we need to have everybody, like, we need to set, it's not that it's people are working for us, but we need everybody to have the same vision. Like, Janae has been, I'm just going to say it, she's been great. I want to see her starting to market her show.
Yeah.
But her content is massively improved. But that's a tough skill to learn. Like, I've gone way too hard with that. But that's the only way to freaking grow, is to, like, push it. But that's where I'm going to be more like at 50 to 60%.
Yeah.
You have to do a little bit of it. Some people I've noticed somehow just got on YouTube and killed it on YouTube and barely marketed. I'm shocked. But I've found some Packer guys and some content creators that do that. But it's harder to do it that way, because you're limiting yourself to one thing.
Yeah.
So that's something I think we're going to have. I think we'll have a discussion before we leave. Med's apparently coming back in July. Good for you, Med. I'm coming back for one show in July, and then I'm staying away till August.
Oh, no. I'm coming back in August.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. But we're gonna, I think we're gonna have like an exit meeting with everybody before, figure out where they're at. I also want people to tell me what is their vision. Like, what do they want? That helps to know. Me and Matt have similar goals. We want to enjoy the ride, but we also want to see where this can go. And we both work our tails off at it. Like Batman and Batman, like Matt said the other day.
Yeah.
I said Michael, you know what's funny is he didn't even notice it. But when I said Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, I was calling him Michael Jordan, because he puts even more work in than I do.
Yeah.
Like, I know my channel's at almost 300, but all the crap he's done behind the scenes My show wouldn't be at 295 if it wasn't for Matt.
Yeah.
With the videos, the thumbnails, American Football Network as well. Without the two of them, I wouldn't be close to where I'm at.
Yeah.
So if I get monetized, it's going right into the network. So I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Matt.
Yeah.
And he's helped a lot. So is Link.
Yeah.
I got to give him a shout out. His thumbnails and his YouTube advice have been Mary.
Yeah. Mary.
How many? Yeah. Landing some of the guests she's landing, the way her connections. It's cool to have people in different roles. That's what we want. We want people with different strengths. But for real, like, my show wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for Med.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, dude. Because seriously, yeah. Like,
welcome.
It's exciting, but people like need to know all the video work you do behind the scenes, man. Yeah. It's helping everybody.
Right. So it everyone is. That is Isaac's subscriber, come subscribe over at Shots.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know. I realized it. I try to like just link your guys' profile, and someone even said it today. I guess I have to put the actual like YouTube links.
Yeah, every you can
time
do
we
it.
Put a video together, I say check out Shots.
You actually can actually on I'll tell you guys off stream after, but you can customize your channel, and you actually can put it like your guys' channels on each other. Like Fun Football Pocket for you, Isaac. You can put like you know Med's Shots from the sideline. You can put the podcast boys network.
We do that on Podcast Boys. So you're right. We already do that. I'm gonna have to talk with Link. I totally didn't even think about that. On Podcast Boys Network, we actually do that. We say check out our shows. And we need, that's a good point. Chris, yeah. That's smart.
Yeah, actually, I've added you guys to my channels. You guys have a feature there, so you're welcome, yeah. But it's really good. Promote each other. It's fantastic. Definitely is. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that we didn't talk about tonight? I guess I'll say that as a no, or did we freeze?
Well, we all cut out, yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk
anything
about?
Else you want
to talk? I got plenty, but I'm going to let Med do whatever shout-outs he wants. What do you got?
I mean, I don't, I'm kind of excited about all the movies coming out, you know, this summer. You know, there's two that I want to go see that I haven't seen yet. One being Civil War, and the other one being Godzilla versus Kong, or God X Kong. I mean, I want to see them.
You got to go see that.
Yeah.
That's great. It was fun. It wasn't like, you know, the greatest movie ever, but it was a lot of fun. I wish they'd had a little more Godzilla Kong. It wasn't until near the end, but it still was worth it. It's almost as good as the last one.
Yeah.
Civil War looks great. I'm excited about the new H movie coming out. Mm-hmm. We just watched that. That's what we did for my birthday. Furiosa, dude. I love Mad Max. I just watched all of them. I'd never seen the old three.
Gearing
I'd only
up,
seen
huh?
Fury Road. Fury Road is one of my amazing. All-time favorite movies, dude. That is, and I'm sad that he didn't bring Charlize Theron back because I think she's, even though she's almost 50, she could still play Furiosa. But
still smoke show. And also you got the Ghostbuster movie that is out and no one knew about it. It
was like, no?
No, I did not know about it. It like slid in.
Dune 2, if you haven't seen it, Dune Part 2 was absolutely worth it.
Yeah, I was going to say I heard Dune 2 is awesome. Not just from you, but a few other people. But other than that, I mean, with anything else, I mean, for anyone that wants to possibly join us on our shows, like just to be a guest or anything, Chris, if you want to be a guest or whoever, you know, by all means, come, you know, talk to us.
Yeah.
You know, we're fairly easy to find. And, you know, just reach out to us and we'll definitely work with you.
Sounds good. Yeah, for sure.
A plug for our mock draft this Sunday.
Can you hang on? One second. Big shout out to Mary, Mac and Cheese Podcast is in the chat, and Chelsea's in the chat as well.
That's what's up.
Oh, Chelsea. Nice.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Chelsea's cool. I haven't met her in person yet, but she seems really nice. I heard someone gave me a shout out. Yes, we did. She loves reading YouTube channels. I'm learning from her. I actually she learned that one of my school account, I raid my own channel all the time. She just figured it out. There's a frequent person commenting. She just figured out it was me. And I've been using my other alt account. So like I logged into Blitz and made some comments on a Fun Football video. Oh, it's fun. But okay. So Med, what are we doing Sunday, dude?
So Sunday.
Yeah.
We are actually going to have an 8-man mock draft that features 6 different shows over 4 time zones that will be going on from rounds 1 through 3. And it is just, it's really cool because we got some really good sized names on there. We got the Vegas Benchwarmers. We got the Foxborough Fellas Podcast. We got American Football Network, who is one of us. Of course, myself, Isaac, his dad's coming on, which is going to be really cool. The whole father-son diagraphic. I got Seth, who I've known for 10 years, my co-host on there. And we got Joe the Raider fan from Frozen Tundra Network.
Awesome. He's
going to be popping it up. And he also is an occasional guest on Blitz when the Blitz hits the fan. So we got a big thing coming up this coming Sunday. And it's going to be really cool. I do. If you're a big fan of football and mock drafts and stuff like that, I definitely recommend coming to see it. We're going to be doing it live for at least the first round. And I don't see why we can't do all three rounds, to be honest.
Let's do it. I practiced this last weekend. I said the whole thing live. I can't wait for all the comments. I may not stream that one to Facebook because there may be questions. Yes.
It's gonna be with Blitz. So
you heard my dad, and you know Eric. I love them both, though. So I'm excited. I don't mean Matt have to talk about tomorrow night. I don't know if we're gonna do a preview show for it. We've got Just Fans coming on next week. I may drag Med out of semi-retirement, but I may have a Packer person or two coming on in May for a one-off or two. Some bigger names. I have not locked them up, so I'm going to wait for Fun Football or maybe for Blitz. So I may come back for that. But we have also got, me and Mary are doing the whole freaking first round of the draft. So, Chris, if you want to come watch us for 3 hours and... however long the first round is, 3 hours and 20 minutes.
About 3.5 hours.
Like a Taylor Swift concert, if you want to watch the Eras Tour. But instead of Taylor Swift, if you want to see
what time is that? What day and what time is that at?
Thursday at 7.
Okay.
We'll be doing, I'm really excited.
I think it's when it starts.
8 Eastern, you're right. Sorry, 7 my time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 8 Eastern. We'll be on, me and Mary. Mm-hmm. We've got a Bears guy coming on. We've got a Pats guy coming on. We've got a Chiefs guy.
I might actually be able to make it, so we'll see what happens.
Yes! Check, yeah, I'm gonna bring Jason on, but it might be for the Packers pick.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got another Packers guy I might bring on. I've got another team I can't remember. I'm in talks with the Vikings guy. I'm trying to get as many of the teams I can. They just come on, talk about their picks, hang out for a few minutes. The next person comes on. That'd be my dream. I don't think
this is the strength that we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm learning from Mary and you on that. Just slide. I messaged a Packer player today. I was like, hey, you should hop on Fun Football.
So did I tell you I messaged Aaron Jones when he got when he left and signed with the Minnesota Vikings?
How'd that work? Did he land? Did he message you back?
He didn't message me back, but I told him, I said, dude, you need to take your butt out of the division. Go to a completely different division.
Oh, yeah, he probably could have messaged you back. I was like, you should hop on my show. I think you're awesome. And I told him, I name dropped the person that told me to message him. Plus, I'm learning when Twitter gets to be verified. Yeah. So, yeah.
And Mary says I secretly knew that. With a laughing emoji on chat.
So we're doing the draft, and then I'm going to go to Bills. Awesome. So I'm hoping me, Matt, and Mary can hit this draft. That would be legit. But then I'm going to be going to Bills for round 3, and I'm going to give Mary a plug in a second. I'm going to be going to Bills on that Saturday. We'll hit the 4th round, one of the picks possibly, but we're going to do a draft recap. But in person, mine and Bill's first show in person. The only person I've had with me on a show live in person is my wife, who did awesome. Yeah. I wish I could talk into this.
It was actually one of your more highly watched shows.
It is.
And honestly, look at content wise, it was one of the best Fun Footballs. She's good. She doesn't even realize it, but she has her thing that she's really good at the dino game. But she'd be a heck of a podcaster if she wanted to. But so I'll be doing that, and then I think we'll do some recap shows. I've got a couple of possible guests in mind for Blitz and for Fun Football. Mary's gonna be covering all 3 rounds of the draft. Good for her. That's impressive. That's gonna be a lot of hours because the Saturday is 4 rounds.
Yeah,
it's rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. And Mary says she's doing it, so good for her.
She's gonna be exhausted by the end of it.
Yep, go check her out. She might not be on the air for a couple days after. She might need some sleep.
Yeah, definitely. Any social media links you like to promote, like your single podcast, when Blitz Hit the Fan, the Podcast Boys Network?
We need to create a TikTok for Blitz, Med. I think that should be our next thing. But yeah. I'm on TikTok with Fun Football. I've got Twitter, Fun Football Pod, YouTube. Guys, hey, I need your help. I need you to go subscribe to Med's channel and get him over 30. Get him over 30.
Thank you.
I'm five away from 300. I'd love to hit it tonight. I've got a surprise for y'all. I'm going to record 11.0, and I have an idea for Med. I'm going to pitch him in a minute too. But quick idea, I hope. But we'll see if I can talk him into it. But I'll have 11.0 for you guys. I'm going to drop it tonight. I didn't hit 300 yet, but the fact that I'm talking about 300, I'm going to do it anyways. So
I just want to hit 31 at this point.
There we go.
What's that? Where are you at now? A four way. You're yet.
So 11.0 Packers mock. You can also find me on obviously YouTube, Fun Football Pod, and Facebook. This season I've got some awesome fantasy football content I've got planned with Jason. I think I'll be collaborating with Rev Trev a lot. You guys should go check him out. He's one of my favorite new people I've met. He's awesome. He's really cool. And guys, also I gotta give him a shout out, but Cowboy Rag is legit.
I like him. He's part of the We Like Sports Network too.
You guys should go. Oh, absolutely. You guys should go have a drink in person and do a show once. That'd be legit. I just want to
Cowboy and the Bear.
Cowboy and the Bear, like the Packer and the Bear episode. But yeah, that's where you can check me out. Please go do it. I want to build up the Instagram too. But really, guys, I'm just enjoying all the positive feedback. I got some cool comments this week. It was nice. So
yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Med, what about you?
Shots on the Sidelines, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on YouTube. I evidently am up to 30 right now, so thanks for that. small steps. That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. In the future, I'm actually, and I talked a little bit to Draft Utopia about this. I want to actually look into possibly doing sports documentaries because I kind of look at myself as like a NFL historian. And yeah. I do enjoy players of yesteryear and how they played the game. And, you know, and I used to be a football coach. I used to play football for a few extra years after high school. And I had a fun time with it. So just check me out. I'm on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook as well. You can find me pretty much in the same spot. You can find me at Podcast Boys Network. We have a YouTube page. We have a Facebook page. We have all the pages. We're literally the Bible. For sports in some ways.
I even created a new Facebook group for us.
Yes, yeah. I think my page is on there. I believe it's
yes,
in there.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
You've been awesome too, by the way, dude. You've
yes.
been
thank you.
Really You're cool. Welcome. Checking out all of our shows.
Yeah.
Promoting us. I hope you hit your goals, dude. But I honestly hope you continue the show because it's a really cool platform for people to come chat and just be. And it's actually kind of inspired me and Med to make Blitz a little more interview based at times. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, thank you, man.
No problem. I'm at 85 on Facebook right now. Let me check. Let me do the old. It keeps changing and fluctuating all the time on me. I got notifications up yin yang on my 85. And on there here, I am 66. The CBLW show is 16 now. Dang.
Here, I'll do the little thing again. I figured this out. Boom.
I don't know how to do that on Skype. Dang, this platform.
It's a little button on the bottom that says react.
Oh, yeah. I can't find the emoji for it, but I gave the beer one.
Hey, there you go.
Anyways. That's about it for us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you guys both for coming on the podcast. I've been looking forward to this for the last couple of weeks and been highly anticipating. Big thank you to Kelsey behind the scenes on the graphics. Yeah, she does a fantastic job on graphics. She's the behind the scene lady of mine, so I really appreciate her and everything she does. And Larry, of course. I can't forget Larry. Like, he's behind the scenes on the other podcast. It's awesome. So if you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. You can also follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, Twitter, aka X. I guess we can call it X, whatever. Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys on next Sunday for another interview podcast with a film producer, actually. So I look forward to that. Be sure to go check out the CBLW show on Wednesday. It's the start of the finish line of the Power Rangers podcast. Till then, have a good one, guys. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.